You're not a big fan of intelligent design either, I'm imagining.
I'm a very big fan of intelligent design for man-made things, but I'm not a big fan of intelligent design for natural things.
What do you mean? What's the difference between those things? I mean, aren't we natural? We're part of the natural order of things.
There's no intelligent design in the natural order of things. There's plenty of intelligent design in computers and cars and telephones. They're all intelligently designed. And we are so stupid that we think that just because telephones and computers and cars are intelligently designed, that means we are too. Well, we're not.
I'm more complex than my computer.
You certainly are.
Right. So how could I be here? I mean,
I
lost.
I'll tell you.
I'm lost.
You're more complex than your computer.
See, if I just think that God just did it, that I can understand.
And who just did God then? Who just did God then?
Probably the most popular argument and question I ever get is who designed the designer. The assumption is that this is a real stumper for the design theorist, but it really just clouds several confusions. First of all, you can tell if something's designed without knowing anything about who designed it, when it was designed, how it was designed. If you dropped into South Dakota and saw Mount Rushmore, for instance, you might know nothing about its origins, about the engineers and the sculptors that created it, but you could tell it was designed by its effects, by the specific patterns and complexity that it exhibits. This is how we always detect design. We don't see design by peering into intelligent agents directly. We see the activities of intelligent agency by its effects, and then we infer to an intelligent cause. And so we can tell if something is designed, whether it's a human artifact or in biology, without knowing where the designer himself or herself or itself came from. That's a secondary question. We can detect the activities of an intelligence, whether we have any answer for the secondary question of the origin of the designer. Secondarily, though, when you get to design in cosmology and physics, now you're talking about the design of the universe as a whole. And so then you get into wider philosophical questions about what is the best candidate for ultimate explanation. Everyone is going to have a stopping point of explanation. It's not as if you can allow a regress of infinite explanations all the way back, no matter what your view is. If you're a materialist, you're going to want to say the ultimate explanation is matter. If you're a design theorist or if you're a wider theist, you're going to say someone like God is the ultimate explanation. Everyone gets a stopping point of explanation. So the only question at that level is, what is the best candidate for ultimate explanation? Well, what we discovered in the 20th century is that the material universe had a beginning in the finite past. So matter is now a crummy candidate for ultimate explanation. That leaves intelligence standing. Probably the most popular argument and question I ever get is who designed the designer. The assumption is that this is a real stumper for the design theorist, but it really just clouds several confusions. First of all, you can tell if something's designed without knowing anything about who designed it, when it was designed, how it was designed. If you dropped into South Dakota and saw Mount Rushmore, for instance, you might know nothing about its origins, about the engineers and the sculptors that created it, but you could tell it was designed by its effects, by the specific patterns and complexity that it exhibits. This is how we always detect design. We don't see design by peering into intelligent agents directly. We see the activities of intelligent agency by its effects, and then we infer to an intelligent cause. And so we can tell if something is designed, whether it's a human artifact or in biology, without knowing where the designer himself or herself or itself came from. That's a secondary question. We can detect the activities of an intelligence, whether we have any answer for the secondary question of the origin of the designer. Secondarily, though, when you get to design in cosmology and physics, now you're talking about the design of the universe as a whole. And so then you get into wider philosophical questions about what is the best candidate for ultimate explanation. Everyone is going to have a stopping point of explanation. It's not as if you can allow a regress of infinite explanations all the way back, no matter what your view is. If you're a materialist, you're going to say the ultimate explanation is matter. If you're a design theorist or if you're a wider theist, you're going to say someone like God is the ultimate explanation. Everyone gets a stopping point of explanation. So the only question at that level is, what is the best candidate for ultimate explanation? Well, what we discovered in the 20th century is that the material universe had a beginning in the finite past. So matter is now a crummy candidate for ultimate explanation. That leaves intelligence standing.